Describe a difficult thing you did and succeeded. Sample. Answer 1. Introduction. Everything appears to be tough until we try it. It's not a bad idea to try it, even if you don't know what you're doing and how tough it is going to be. I'm going to tell you about the difficult work I completed here.
What was it?
The goal was to pass the CAT exam. It is one of India's most difficult tests. It was a tough undertaking for me after finishing my graduation because the syllabus included numerous logical and calculative things such as data interpretation and logical reasoning, mathematics, and high vocabulary abilities.
How did you complete it?
My parents wanted me to study at an excellent B school in India, so I considered it. I had never taken a tough and challenging exam before, but I was confident because I had enough time to prepare. Just after completing my graduation, I joined a coaching class, where my mentors gave me the best strategies and guidance to clear the exam.
Why was it difficult?
I must admit that it was not easy to pass in the absence of defined course guidelines or topics. We had to cover an extensive course and many topics in order to pass the exam. The journey was as difficult as it could possibly be. But, thanks to my hard work and determination, I passed the exam on the first try. I clearly recall my parents being there for me, bolstering my confidence and assisting me in whatever way they could.
How did you feel about doing it?
Talking about my feelings made me feel like I had accomplished something in my life. I was overjoyed to realize my parents' dream. In addition, there were numerous messages all over my phone screen congratulating me and recognizing my worth. It was the most significant victory of my life. Describe a difficult thing you did and succeeded. Sample answer 2. Introduction. I always try to accomplish new things in my life since it helps me learn new skills and conquer concerns. I also participate in various sports, such as trekking, swimming, bungee jumping, rafting, and balancing. Many of these acts benefit me greatly, but they can also be dangerous. Today, I'd like to relate one of my experiences that was both tough and enjoyable for me.
What was it?
It was a swimming pool. To be honest, it was a difficult skill for me to learn at first, but I am now an expert in it. Actually, I was terrified of diving into the water, but my older sister used to force me to learn because swimming is one of the most vital abilities in today's world. I also realized that swimming allowed me to participate in water activities and adventures that I was previously unable to do earlier.
How did you complete it?
Then, I decided to learn swimming at Oriental Club and Sports, which is a popular sports club near the area. Moreover, they gave me a 3-month swimming class course along with a costume. I couldn't float correctly for the first week, but I gradually began learning and honing my skills.
Why was it difficult?
To be honest, it was quite tough for me to learn because I was always frightened of getting into the water. Moreover, I was unable to hold my breath for an extended period of time, which is critical when learning to swim. However, their method of instruction made swimming more comfortable for me. Despite the fact that it was a 3-month course, I learned to swim in just 1 month.
How did you feel about doing it?
Now that I'm incredibly good at swimming, lots of my friends compliment me on it. I felt a sense of success after learning this necessary skill, because learning something new usually requires work and patience. Aside from that, I competed in numerous swimming events and received trophies, which strengthened my confidence. Describe a difficult thing you did and succeeded. Sample answer 3. Introduction. As we all know, many of life's difficulties begin difficult and end up being simple.
What was it?
Today, I would like to talk about my weight loss journey, which was quite difficult to adjust to. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were all compelled to stay inside our homes in 2020 and face a variety of hard circumstances. As a result of my overeating, while lying lethargic on my bed all day, I gained a lot of weight during the lockdown. I wanted to get back into shape and resume my healthy eating habits.
How did you complete it?
Consistent exercise and intermittent fasting assisted me in losing weight throughout the procedure. I used to get up early and go for a jog, but now I prefer to walk. Furthermore, I began eating nutritious foods in moderation and was successful in adhering to a suitable diet.
With this approach, I was able to lose a significant amount of weight successfully.
Why was it difficult?
It was difficult for me because I had never been diligent in following a certain diet. I'm a laid-back individual who works, eats, and sleeps. However, following the lockdown, I became aware of my massive weight gain and desired to shed part of it. I believe unhealthy weight growth is rather easy, while healthy weight loss is quite difficult. To succeed, one needs to put in a lot of effort, be disciplined, and be persistent, which I found tough.
How did you feel about doing it?
I was initially heartbroken because I couldn't eat the junk food that I craved. Despite knowing it was unhealthy, I loved eating them. Fortunately, once I started eating properly, my mood improved and I was able to be more active. As a result, all of the obstacles and challenges were worthwhile. Follow-up questions of IELTS speaking cue card. Question: What kinds of jobs require people to be confident? Answer: I believe that every type of job requires its personnel to be confident in what they do. A brand manager, for example, must be confident in his speaking skills in order to close a deal and persuade a consumer to buy their goods. Similarly, a teacher must be confident in front of children in order to gain their attention to whatever they discuss. As a result, people with confidence are expected in all types of occupations.
Question: On what occasions should children be encouraged?
How?
Answer: There are numerous scenarios in which students must be motivated.
When youngsters are hesitant to try new things and are afraid of them, people should encourage children to engage in useful activities that will benefit their future.
Question: How do you help children stay focused?
Answer: First and foremost, one can offer them a distraction-free environment, such as not allowing them to use cell phones while studying. Another technique to help children focus is to teach them about meditation, which requires them to concentrate on their breath or a single sound.
Question: What challenges do young people face today?
Answer: Young people today face challenges such as mental health concerns.
They are also aware of an increase in depression and suicide among them due to failure in competition, which they compete in education and in their professional lives.
Question: What are the most difficult things for youngsters to do?
Answer: As a child, you must make a lot of difficult decisions. Youth is a stage in life when a person is ready to embark on their journey as a self-sufficient individual.
At first, they believe that everything is difficult, but gradually, they learn to overcome every obstacle.
Question: What can we do to overcome the thought that everything is difficult?
Answer: Nothing is tough unless we put it to the test.
We should attempt first, regardless of the consequences, even if we are unaware of them.
It is not a bad idea to try something new.